This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Welcome back to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt, and my next guest is a man that's involved in one of Australia's prestigious festivals. It's the Port Ferry Folk Festival, and we're talking to the program director, Justin Ridge, and he's in Madrid as we speak. Hello, Justin.
Hi, David. How are you going?
Very well, very well. So you'll include it in your story why you're in Madrid today. But give us your background. Who are you and why are you program director of such an important festival? And you're not even here in Australia.
Not at the moment, David. No, I'm not. I started off as a musician as a teenager, played in lots of bands, moved from that into booking a variety of venues across Melbourne, the Standard Hotel in Fitzroy, the Spotted Mallard in Brunswick for two that I did for a significant period of time. I was then booking a festival called Echuca Winter Blues in Echuca, quite a large event up there. So I've done that for the last 5 years. I was then also working on a variety of artists touring into Australia. So Tammy Nielsen was probably the most famous one and the most regular one, who'd been to Australia a few times. Also working on festivals around the world, which is why I relocated to Madrid in 2019. And then obviously a lot of the festival work stopped and I was hired to be the program director of Port Ferry in June in the middle of a pandemic, which is a pretty interesting experience, very exciting, of course. Then, of course, be it only a few months later, I was required to be involved in obviously postponing the festival for 2021. And now we're working like everybody else to do a variety of different bits and pieces over the coming months to make up for the fact that there'll be no festival and to get everybody excited about 2022.
Yeah.
How did I go? Was that a good history?
That'll do. A very impressive history. So, Justin, the Port Ferry Festival is one of those festivals, as I said, is so prestigious. It sells out like virtually in an hour or so, doesn't it, from when tickets go on sale. Big festival to be involved in. You must have been thrilled to be asked to be part of it.
David, so thrilled. I keep saying to everybody that this is the job that I want until I retire, and I'm a little way away from that. I know radio doesn't help and I'm not going to give my age away on the radio, but I'm still a little way away from that. But, yeah, look, so excited. Such a wonderful festival, an incredible opportunity for me. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Okay. So what are you doing to, hold everyone's attention, to keep everyone interested? People will flood back because it's Port Ferry Folk Festival. They'll come back. But what are you going to do to keep our interest up?
Yeah, so the first event we're going to do is Home Folk, which is a live streaming event that we're doing in conjunction with the Geelong Arts Centre, which is on Friday the 9th of October at 8 o'clock on the internet, Facebook, all our web pages, all of those kind of options, and features Sal Kimber, Van Walker and Fenn Wilson doing 30-minute sets, also with some footage and some highlights kind of from Port Ferry currently, so you can see what Port Ferry looks like at the moment for those that haven't been able to get down there. So it should be a really awesome kind of presentation, and this is our first step into those waters, I guess.
And will they be live from Geelong?
They will be live from Geelong, David. So one of the requirements, given the current restrictions in Victoria, is that they're all regional performers as well. Because obviously Melbourne's the bad place at the moment. So no Melbourne performers. Van and Fenn are currently based in Geelong and Sal Kimber's based in Wangaratta. So yeah, they'll all be performing live from the Geelong Arts Centre, and Geelong have done heaps of this live streaming stuff. They moved into that space really quickly, and the level of the production quality is just awesome. So it was really great to partner again with a regional arts centre, but one that has been doing such fantastic work, because it just meant that I didn't need to worry about finding a camera crew or any of that stuff. At least my first one, David. We might do something more down the track, but yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great initiative, and it will be good to actually see people in a live sort of environment per se.
Absolutely.
What else? You know, like, because I know there's a few other things planned, or you've got a few ideas.
Yeah, we've absolutely got some ideas. I mean, you know, the live streaming space is wonderful, but we're hopeful, as I think restrictions ease, that we will be able to do some smaller events in person. And one of the options at the moment is that we might look at a hybrid style event. So we might have an audience with tickets from a variety of locations in Port Ferry and the regions. So look, that's definitely on the cards, I guess. There'll probably be a couple or live streaming events throughout the remainder of 2020. And then I think as we move into next year, and hopefully if everything keeps improving as well as it has been recently in Victoria and Australia, that you know, you'll see some easing of restrictions and you'll be able to get back in front of get audiences back in front of artists, which I think, you know, even on a small level is pretty vital for people's mental health and well-being. And you know, the arts are so vitally important.
Yeah, and you know, like, and all those artists out there, you know, it must be so tough for them. It, you know, what are people doing? You know, like, it's not with JobKeeper, I suppose, is keeping them going, but a lot of them might not be getting it because they didn't have a regular source of income before that.
Yeah, I think that unfortunately, you know, without being able to speak for everyone, that JobKeeper does seem to have found its way to a lot of working musicians, I think has been largely pretty successful. Of course, there's always people that fall through the cracks, and we're very lucky in Victoria and Australia to have an organisation called Support Act that has been doing a great deal of work to support those that haven't possibly been eligible for JobKeeper or JobSeeker benefits. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, the financial stuff is one side, but, you know, I made reference to mental health before, and, you know, for artists that go out and perform 100, 120, 150 shows a year, that those performances are their identity. So I think that, you know, not discounting obviously the financial side, but, you know, the real struggle, I think, for a lot of artists is losing what makes them get up in the morning. And I know that they're not alone with the current situation and that, but it's a really tough time. So I've been fortunate that I haven't heard too many awful stories through my immediate circle. So yeah, fingers crossed that everybody keeps pushing through.
All right. So how do we keep in touch with you? Obviously through website and the socials.
Website, social media, all that kind of stuff. What we do try and push everybody to do is join up to our e-news subscribers, which throws you a whole bunch of information. We don't spam you too regularly, so you only get an email about it once a month, once every 6 weeks. But that is absolutely the best way to stay in touch, and we'll obviously let you know when anything important's going on.
Okay. So the website offhand, and by the way, Justin just sneezed and he covered it very well.
I gave it away. No, that's okay, David. It's nice to be able to sneeze. I'm in my apartment at the moment, so, you know, it's okay. But yeah, the website, David, is portferryfolkfestival.com.
Right, okay. Justin, lovely speaking to you, and stay safe because, Spain is going through another bout of it, aren't they? Are you concerned at all? Because you mentioned you've got a child.
We're incredibly careful. We're limiting our movement, all of those kind of things. We're following all the recommendations. We certainly don't leave the house without wearing a mask, and you know, my hands permanently smell like hand sanitizer, but... Yeah, we're careful. and try not to be scared as much as we can. But yeah, we're staying safe and well so far. So all good so far. So thanks, David, for your thoughts.
Brilliant. No, pleasure. So get online and find out more about the wonderful festival that is Port Fairy Folk Festival, and I'll be back bigger and stronger with Jason at the helm. Jason, lovely speaking with you.
Great. Thanks so much, David.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.